Welcome everyone, I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the introductory episode for the podcast reading series based upon a book currently in process titled Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. As the title states, the book is a collection of devotional prayers and prophecy. There is a similarity in the content of these poems to the content of the Psalms in the Holy Bible. The Psalms of David, the ancient king of Israel, are a collection of what most people think are simply songs. But they are also prophecies that contain blessings and curses. Of course, this podcast is not about those ancient scriptures. This introduction to the podcast series will be a brief explanation of the book's structure and content, having the purpose of introducing the podcast series. While the entire Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies text is 1,260 entries overall, there are 9 books with 144 entries in each book, and the final book in the collection has 180 entries. The 9 books are arranged as 3 volumes, with 3 books in each of the 3 volumes. Each of the entries may be considered a daily devotional event, and the writing of these books began in 2022. Volume 1 of this collection is currently available for download as a free PDF at polyatlotionpubs.com. But the file is only an early release without an ISBN. The full compilation will be registered with an ISBN when completed, but it will only be available as a digital file from polyatlotionpubs.com. Each of the 1,260 entries is a poem consisting of 6 stanzas having 4 lines each. The author uses the naturalistic style approach in these poems, the same as this poetic style appears in other of his modern works. The content of these entries has a pattern, but this is not unusual considering there are patterns in the Psalms of David also. The pattern in these entries has some variation, but there are 2 main patterns. The first is an invocation with praise that begins nearly every entry, and the second is a response in prophecy, which may not occur in every entry. Because these entries are written by spiritual inspiration, they are scientifically being identified as close encounters of the fifth kind. What some charlatans have claimed to be CE5 events are nothing of the sort. It is not necessary to go camp out in the remote desert with someone who claims to be a guru about or liaison with extraterrestrial originating beings. All of those pay-to-participate events are hoaxes that use pre-positioned laser light technology or other sonic vibration technology to fool participants into believing that they have experienced a CE5 event. In fact, those hoaxes are just another version of church. When you go to any place of religious worship, you're expected to pay for the experience. In the interest of full disclosure, I am hereby exposing those fraudulent ufologists and religious institutions as scams. It is not necessary to go to a church, travel to a remote location, pay someone money, and then attend bogus training when you are brainwashed to believe complete lies in order to experience a CE5 event. Anyone listening to this podcast can experience a CE5 event right now, regardless of where you are and at any time of day or night, without cost or brainwashed training. You can experience your own CE5 event by simply praying to Almighty God. I'm not talking about that Jesus Christ as God nonsense either. There's only one God in the universe, and Jesus Christ was just a man. If you can accept this statement as truth, then you are eligible for having your own CE5 experience by praying to the one true God, who is only one entity and is the Holy Spirit. It might now be more evident that the content of these poems will present the ideology of a monotheistic theology as part of the devotional prayer and modern prophecy content. Each entry begins with a prayer that is an invocation, making a connection with an extraterrestrial originating entity in order to have a CE5 experience requires praying and praising the one true God. Nothing will happen if you pray to a false God or if you pray in a manner that offends God. To learn more about this phenomenon, I recommend reading entries in the first volume of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies, which is currently available for free as a PDF from polly@lotionpubs.com. If you are the kind of person who wants to communicate with God, then you must understand that this communication in prayer must be with the one true God for you to have a CE5 experience. A close encounter of the fifth kind. Communication with the everlasting extraterrestrial originating one and only God of all the universe is possible when you can accept God's eternal truth that God is the Holy Spirit. In this podcast, I will be reading a series of entries that begins in Book 5 and finishes in Book 6. This part of the author's ongoing record of his CE5 experiences is the presentation of prophecy about Judgment Day. The day of God's judgment for all of humanity and the earth is approaching, and this series is the poetic description of events that the author envisioned in his CE5 experiences when communicating in prayer with the one true God of all the universe. There are no gray aliens with big eyes, cigar-shaped spacecraft that appear or disappear instantaneously, nor fantastic lights in the sky that are part of a true CE5 event. As stated previously, anyone can have a CE5 event by simply praying to the one true God, who is not Jesus Christ. But it is also important to know that Jesus Christ exists eternally within the power of God's Holy Spirit, and making a connection with God in a CE5 experience will also enable you to communicate with Jesus Christ. The error many people make when attempting this communication is to believe the lie told by pagan Catholics that Jesus Christ was God or Son of God. He was not either one of these things, but he exists eternally within the spiritual realm. It may not be possible for everyone to make this connection, but the reasons are many and complicated. The first and most obvious reason that someone would fail to have a CE5 experience as described here is a lack of true repentance and acceptance of God's Holy Spirit. If you execrate with Satan by regularly partaking in the symbolic consumption of human flesh and blood in the abhorrent and cannibalistic ritual known as the Catholic Sacrament, among other names for it, then you will not ever have a CE5 experience with God. You might actually see the devil himself for your blasphemy, but you will never know God or Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit. The Catholic Sacrament is a satanic ritual that is not the path to salvation. Repentance of sin and a true acceptance of God's Holy Spirit is the path to salvation. Catholicism is paganism, and none of their nonsense is about the one true God. With that said, it can easily be explained that there is no special action nor voodoo ritual that you need to perform in order to communicate with God. You simply need to open your spiritual connection by having true faith and love for the one true God, Yahweh. Accepting that God is the Holy Spirit and that you can make this spiritual connection with God are the prerequisites. But neither of these two actions of faith require the ritualistic consumption of human flesh and blood, going to church, lighting a candle, or giving money to the poor. None of that pagan nonsense will enable your CE5 experiences with God. Each episode of the Judgment Day podcast series will consist of a minimum of 3 entries, and the series begins with 4 episodes that are the 12 entries prior to the occurrence of the main CE5 experience. As previously revealed in another podcast, this series is similar to a courtroom drama, as the name of this series, Judgment Day, implies. The CE5 experience is all about the occurrences in a courtroom setting that happen on Judgment Day. Similar to what appears in any courtroom, there is a judge, a jury, a defense attorney, a defendant, a prosecutorial attorney, a plaintiff, a gantry, and a court recorder. To clarify it all for the benefit of the audience, I will tell who the participants are in these various courtroom roles. God is the judge. The holy angels and saints in heaven are the members of the jury. The angel of peace is the defense attorney. Satan, the fallen watchers, and the spirits of the Nephilim are the defendants. The Son of Man is the prosecutorial attorney. All of humanity is the plaintiff. All the audience of this courtroom are the gantry, which includes both the living and the dead. And I am the court reporter. The trial begins on the day of the 120th Jubilee, which will be the day God judges all of the defendants and mankind in order to determine the fate of those who have been incarcerated until this day of judgment. The angel of peace will be suing for the release of the incarcerated defendants, but the Son of Man will be prosecuting for justice by countersuing for the defendants' eternal punishment and requesting compensation for their innocent victims. If you like a good courtroom drama, then you will enjoy some of the twists and turns of this drama as it unfolds, with unexpected witnesses and various legal actions occurring throughout the telling of it all. There will be some listeners who will not understand it all, and many will say this is not a CE5 experience. However, I must remind the audience that I am the court recorder, serving as a witness, and I am reporting my experience, which is a result of communication with an extraterrestrial source about what will occur on Judgment Day. Well, that is all there is for this episode. This has been the introduction for Judgment Day. Be sure to check online at polyatlotiapubs.com to get a free copy of Book 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. You can also download Antediluvian Revelations for free. The book is available on the website in our store location. Now, I need to explain maybe a little bit about that one. The way the website program works is that you have to enter your email address, and then you get emailed a link to download the book. But the book is free. You don't have to put in any credit card number or anything like that. Just an email address so they can send you a link to download the file. You'll get the file free of charge. It's a PDF.